Hello, I'm Dan Bagley. Welcome once again to Release Your Wings. Tonight, I'll be interviewing Shireen Chadha about spirituality in the workplace. Shireen, you're a great one for this. I've known you for some years now, and many people probably wonder that when you were a faculty member at USF, University of South Florida, did you dress like this?
No. No, it wasn't the best way to, you know, influence people and make friends.
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't dress like this. And I didn't have any desire to dress like this, actually. I was perfectly happy wearing my regular clothes.
And I have to say that because even then, I mean, you were very involved with the Brahma Kumaris and leading a very spiritual life. Was it sometimes difficult to keep the two separate or integrate them when you're on the job?
I had to integrate them. It was mm-hmm. no choice. If I had to have a joyous life, I had to integrate them.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were a few things I kept to myself, that the few tenets that I did that made sure that I integrated them and I had fun doing it.
I like this, had fun doing it. I got to know, what are they?
The first thing is lightness, that I had to be completely light about the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to keep remembering that it's a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the evenings I used to do my day job, I had a full-time job, and then I used to go in the evenings and teach meditation. And so there was no way I couldn't do it with a straight face. If I didn't have joy, then how am I going to tell other people, hey, you should have peace and joy in your life? So I had to make sure I practiced it before I did it. And so that I had to remember it was a game. And I had to keep remembering it was a game. At one point, someone had to remind me that it was a game, and then I started doing it. And also, there was a time when I used to have to-do lists a lot, and
mm-hmm.
I used to think, oh, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and I have to do that. And then I realized that was really creating a lot of burden.
Ah.
And so if I remembered something, I just put it on the list. But whenever I got to it, I got to it. But I didn't keep thinking, I had to do this, I had to do that. And that helped me.
How did that affect your productivity? Were you equally, less, or more productive?
Yeah, actually, I feel that because of my involvement with the Brahma Kumaris and because of my spiritual practice, and it was a very intense spiritual practice because by then I was actually even coordinating the center, is because of that that I was able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
Much more, because I was, in effect, holding two full-time jobs, and I was able to do them fine.
And your day would start about when?
4 in the morning.
Wow. And it would end about?
About maybe 10 or 11 at night.
That's amazing. So where did you get the energy?
I feel being light, not having these burdens. So that's what I was saying, not to feel burdened. And not to feel burdened, and also not to be influenced by people.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that was really lightness, that I felt that I shouldn't be influenced by people around me,
mm-hmm.
That I have to create an atmosphere in my head, that there's a constant flow of positive thoughts in my own mind, that I'm not getting influenced by people. And also, I had a very close and sustained relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And so any burden I had, I gave it to God. I said, this is yours. This is your life. You tell me what needs to be done. And it always worked.
So even in your day job as faculty member, then when you'd run into something, a dilemma or something, then you just let go.
Yeah, because I felt I was a trustee.
Ha, ha, ha.
That I was a steward. And that my job was also my expression of my love for God. And so, of course, because I felt that way, he would reciprocate that feeling mm-hmm. and he would take care of it.
Yeah. Well, it's very common in Western religion to say let go and let God. And it's nice to know that all over the place that's a functioning thought. So what happens when people ask you questions on the workplace? Because I suspect your behavior was pretty calm and maybe you weren't of the average harried person working in that area. Is that correct?
Or? Yeah, actually it really helped. Because I feel in any workplace, especially mm-hmm. in corporate America, is yes, 50% is the work you do, but mm-hmm. 50% is your relationships.
Right.
And so in many cases, there were situations where my calmness and my not giving in to what was going on mm-hmm. really helped.
Now, you're doing research also in this area, so this is mainly where you were functioning. Is
yeah,
that right?
But also wherever you are, you're dealing with people and there are differences of opinions, there are conflicts, there are major differences of opinions. And I remember one time at USF when I was working in the university, the director, my boss and I were having some major differences of opinion about a particular project. And so we went to the director. And so he really appreciated, later he came and he said, I really appreciate the way you're so calm about the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
That you are not getting upset like he is. Mm-hmm. So it's easier to handle it, even though the situation didn't go the way it did, that mm-hmm. it's easier to handle it.
So when you're in the workplace and living a very spiritual life, and having a second career in your spiritual life directing the center, did you ever proselytize or tell people you ought to come and, you know, follow the path I'm following?
No. For me, I feel it's better to live your values, to live your virtues, than to advertise them.
Mm-hmm.
And that itself is the advertisement, yeah. And I felt, no, it's not, and also it's important that I didn't condemn if other people were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I noticed in the university environment when I first started, that it was very liberal. And then as time went on, especially later years, till recently, that people were becoming very Christian, that mm-hmm. there were lots of very Christian people, like very educated people were becoming mm-hmm. very Christian. And I was noticing that there was a difference in the way I was doing my spirituality and their faith, that there was a slight difference. But I really felt that not condemning anything, mm-hmm. not judging them for what they are, not proselytizing, or them, even if they proselytized with me, that mm-hmm. I just had to overlook it.
Yeah. Well, they were, I suspect, not knowing who you were interacting with, doing it for the very best of reasons in their value system.
Exactly. And so I feel that the other aspect of spirituality in the workplace is integrity.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, integrity is where I'm able to keep to my virtues. I'm able to keep to my values, irrespective of other people's behavior. Mm-hmm. If they are proselytizing, fabulous, it's fine, they can do whatever they want, but I shouldn't give in to this, because that's when I have fun.
Yeah.
If I don't, then there's no fun.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I'm friends, and I'm in a group with a Christian minister whose ministry is so simple. It is love God, love everybody. And I just, every time I see him and know that that's how he lives and talks and feels, I just go, whoa, there's probably very little as clean as that in terms of a way of who he is. And his natural personality, as yours, draws people to say, wow, maybe you have something I'd like to know about.
Yeah, you know, I feel that for me, it's never about that people should pick up what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone has a different calling in life. And I'm perfectly accepting of whatever calling people have in their lives. But to make sure that when I'm in the workplace, that I'm there to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I am there to, the job description, there's a certain job description I have, and that I stick to that job description. In my relationships, if it's going beyond my job description, if I'm asked to do something unethical, if it's going beyond whatever is, and that I have to voice it and not do it. I have to be very much in keeping with what is it that I'm comfortable with. And so some of this communication has to happen beforehand, before I enter the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
But me keeping to that really makes me very light, that I'm not giving in to whatever is going on at that time.
So within that, you raised a very important point, and that is that your internal value system, your internal ethics, work much more strongly. The values you bring from your spirituality are really what dictate the parameters within which you work.
Yeah, for me, I cannot tell the difference between my values and spirituality.
Right.
My values are my spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Because what is spirituality? Spirituality is something that is intangible that I bring into my life and which is going to help me progress. And so these are the values are the ones that are intangible that I can bring into my life and that they're going to help me progress.
24/7, all the time. Yeah, that's good. So also I'm hearing within this, because you're talking about your internal values and your internal spirituality, that means you don't get too attached to the external things that very often get people off on the wrong foot. The promotion, the extra pay, the possible extra commission if the deal is sort of smoothed over and you know everything's not handled correctly. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. It's very important not to get into greed.
Ah.
It's very, very important because many times I feel more than other people tripping us up.
Yeah.
That we shortchange ourselves, we sabotage ourselves because of our own vices. And so we have to work, we have to do whatever
Sure.
we need to do to pay the bills, to be good, productive members of society, but it's important not to do it with any of the vices.
Mm-hmm.
That I feel that is what is spirituality in the workplace, that I'm able to do, I'm able to understand why I'm doing it without ingesting any of the vices in it.
I see.
And also, and the other aspect is I have to remember, especially if I'm working for someone, I have to remember that I'm eating from my own fortune. That if I'm there because of my own fortune, that no one is doing me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And that thought, there's actually a story in the yeah. Indian thing. There was this princess who was very beloved of the king. And the king went around asking in the kingdom, do you have any... Who's feeding you? And the princess was the only one who said, I'm eating from my fortune. And so the king got really upset and kicked her out. And so eventually, a few years later, the king was walking through the neighboring kingdom and he saw this gorgeous mansion and he went and knocked on the door and it was his daughter who opened it. And he asked his daughter, what happened? How come you have this? You were kicked out. And she said, I'm eating from my own fortune.
Uh-huh.
And so it's my fortune. It's not to make it an arrogant thing,
yes,
but that my fortune is what is feeding me. So you're not subservient to anything or anyone.
So it's the core of your being rather than the core of your doing that paves the way forward.
Yeah, because whatever we need really comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have to remember that whatever we need comes to us, and also that I'm here because of my fortune.
Uh-huh. So part of this spirituality I'm hearing is I get rid of the vices, or I don't get tangled up in them. I forgive those around. I let them be without judging them. And it's almost like moving through life without friction.
Yeah. Everywhere. It's in a workplace or wherever it is that it has to be the same harmonious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one of the things that really kept me going in the workplace was respect.
Mm-hmm.
That whatever happened, that I didn't lose my respect for people. That I didn't condemn them or feel like, oh, I'm so holier than you.
Yeah.
And also that I made sure that I had respect for myself. And the only way I could have respect for myself was I didn't talk about others, I didn't think about others.
Ah.
Because when I talk, especially when I start talking and gossiping and other people's weaknesses, then I feel that we attract sorrow to the self.
Right.
So...
So the last thought on that is then not only lead a life of letting yourself move smoothly, but don't get tangled up in criticizing and gossiping about others as well. Boy, I think our workplaces would go a lot more smoothly if we followed those. I hope you've enjoyed these thoughts tonight. Thank you.